This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you would like to join the conversation, talk about anything that's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we are here to bring you the program. And as such, I thought we would kick things off tonight. This came from several different hosts in show prep today. Julian Assange, UK judge blocks extradition of WikiLeaks founder to the United States.
Does that mean they're going to cut him loose, or they're just going to hold him in prison there for the rest of his life for nothing?
Good question.
That's a great question. Near as I can tell from my breeze through this article from the BBC, this is merely a pause. It is not like the UK has, you know, stepped in and said, eh-eh.
Well, that's
By this point, I would just be like, why don't you take me out and shoot me behind the chemical shed, and we can all save ourselves a lot of trouble.
It's interesting you say that, having not read the article, because the reason the UK judge gave for pausing this particular extradition is because he's concerned that Mr. Assange will commit suicide if extradited to the United States. He does not trust the United States.
As, you know, I mean, actually commit suicide or get suicided?
Well, these things could be interpreted between the lines, I think.
Yeah. I thought there was supposed to be a rule in the UK that said they're not allowed to extradite somebody to a place where they could possibly face a death penalty.
They can't extradite somebody who they expect to face the death penalty, but there have been times, for example, when in order to get an extradition, the United States has had to agree not to execute the person in question.
Interesting. Has that happened here?
I don't know that Assange was there ever any question of
treason?
The death penalty for? He couldn't be facing treason. He's not even an American. You can't commit treason against a country that isn't your country.
That's what you would think. If he's not, welcome to 2020 or 2021 now, I guess.
If he's not even an American.
He's not charged with treason. He's charged with aiding in some kind of computer crime, like helping break a password.
So if he's not even an American, how is an extradition even possible? Shouldn't he be?
Well, you can extradite anybody anywhere, yeah. And you know, if let's put it in a different context. If he had broken into, or if he had helped somebody break a password so that that person could, defraud a little old lady's home or something. Do they have? Yeah, I guess
sure.
They do. Then certainly there would be no question that he would be extraditable for that.
Okay.
Because it was connected to a crime in the United States. The thing that makes this different is that the thing that it was connected to in the United States wasn't a crime. It was somebody doing their actual duty,
right,
which is journalism. To ignore the law when the law is wrong.
Right. And WikiLeaks, of course, the popular website that, in my opinion, doing journalism. Right? Where the journalists weren't.
Well, and although that's something, I mean, your average journalist, I think, will certainly know that if they assist somebody in breaking into a computer to get that doesn't belong to them to get a piece of information and they get caught at that, they're going to be in some trouble.
Right. So this article, this is from the BBC.com, and we have a couple of different news articles just to make sure that we get the gist of what this is about. This goes on to say, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the United States, a court in London has ruled. The judge blocked the request because of concerns over Mr. Assange's mental health and risk of suicide in the U.S.
See, the introductory passage, at least, and I know frequently the small print takes away what the big print gives, but that doesn't sound like a temporary stay.
Yeah, the word blocked doesn't sound like pause to me.
Right. So
now, of course, he could be reversed by somebody else. That's always a possibility in the court system.
It seems to me, and we'll go on, you know, and see what the article, but if memory serves, there is some sort of a bit where, like, they're looking for some sort of assurance from the United States that he's
So that would be a temporary stay then.
Yeah.
If they have a demand.
We'll see how it pans out between these two things. Mr. Assange, who is wanted over the publication of thousands of classified documents in 2010 and 2011, says the case is politically motivated. Expressing disappointment at the ruling, the U.S. Justice Department noted that its legal arguments had prevailed.
See, I think he would be better off extradited. And the reason I think that is because I don't think an American jury would convict him.
You don't think he'd get Epstein'd?
He might.
Because I'm with you on sort of reading between the lines here. When the judge says he's concerned about Mr. Assange's mental health and risk of suicide in the U.S., I don't know if that's a direct quote from the judge or not, but if it is, that makes me think he's, like, first of all, Mr. Assange is in bad mental health. Second of all, I'm worried about the risk of suicide in the U.S. Yeah. Now, whether or not that's he's saying I'm worried about Mr. Assange's risk of committing suicide or I'm worried about the potential of, quote, suicide, unquote, in the U.S. is a whole different story.
It's hard to say because he would have access to lots of information from the jail that, of course, we do not.
Yeah. It's the position of the U.S. that the leaks broke the law and endangered lives. While we are extremely disappointed in the court's ultimate decision, we are gratified that the United States prevailed in every point of law raised, the Justice Department said. The U.S. authorities have 14 days in which to lodge an appeal and are expected to
do so. Okay, so it's an appeal. If it's being appealed, then it's a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Mr. Assange will now be taken back to Belmarsh Prison, where he's being held, and a full application for his bail will be made on Wednesday. Maybe he can get out.
Oh, so he may actually get out. That would be the biggest biggest good sign is, you know, if he was actually walking the street again somewhere, I think that if he does hit the street again, they are unlikely to rearrest him and extradite him.
Really? Even in Great Britain?
I would be surprised, just because politically they don't want to close that can of worms and then open it again.
Yeah.
People will be irate.
It's interesting that they would be putting him out on bail because, you know, they have to apply for it,
so whether or not it's granted is a whole different story.
Yeah, but I thought that they had no reason to hold him with the exception of this extradition.
Oh,
so
yeah, maybe. Well,
sometimes they hold you pending the state's appeal, depending on. And British law, of course, is going to be different than ours.
Right.
But during an appeal, they'll let him out on bail, whereas prior to that, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, during the other side's appeal, they're more likely to let him out on bail than on his appeal
he's not going to appeal this. This was
adverse
in his favor.
Decision. Yeah.
Well, his lawyer, Ed Fitzgerald, told the court there would be evidence to show Mr. Assange would not abscond.
Okay.
So apparently the lawyer is giving the court assurances that he's not going to fly.
Yeah, but that also indicates that the court is not convinced that their business with Mr. Assange is concluded.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like that would be...
Well, I'd be worried about being abducted. I mean,
yeah,
you know, maybe,
I mean, they may just whack him.
Yeah, maybe the UK government won't take him again. Because, again, remember, he was wanted by the UK government because of the alleged charges out of Sweden,
right,
which ultimately ended up being dropped. But he still had to sit in a jail cell for a year because he missed a court date.
Right.
Because he ran from capture there.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Do you think this is good news for Mr. Assange? I'd prefer to see him pardoned. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
What's that?
It sounds like some type of a phone number.
Oh, they changed the studio line, didn't they?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you're getting that completely wrong.
It's 603.
That's like your girl's number or something.
283-61. Yeah, maybe I'm just being mean, right? Oh, my girl broke up with me. Quick, everybody prank call. 603-283-6160. No, that is the studio calling line for this show. This show, of course, is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I just wanted to take a minute and say, big old Jedi albino, don't carry me too far away.
Big old Jedi albino, don't carry me too far away.
Right. That's the lyrics, right? That's what they say, right?
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know if there are any albinos.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy, doo-doo-doo.
Exactly. The greatest hits of the drunken asses here on Free Talk Live. We have been talking about this news out of the U.K., from multiple sources. Apparently, Julian Assange has had his extradition blocked by a UK judge. So they were preparing to extradite him to the US, and the UK judge said, wait just a minute. We are concerned over Mr. Assange's mental health and his risk of suicide in the US. Is that an English accent? I think so. I was trying. And so we wanted to find out a little bit more about this. Well, what did the judge say? Well, the judge said, District Judge Vanessa Beretzer. That's funny.
Okay, that was definitely not a female British accent you did.
No, not at all. ruled that while U.S. prosecutors had met the tests for Mr. Assange to be extradited for trial, the U.S. was incapable of preventing him from attempting to take his own life.
So maybe... What happened to... what's his name?
Epstein.
Right.
Was an influence.
You mean when
here.
He didn't kill himself?
Yeah.
I got the distinct vibe that, you know, again, reading between the lines, they're not saying that, hey, we know Epstein got Epsteined, and so that's why we're not sending Assange over.
But the thing
over.
Is, that's nonsense. I don't think Epstein didn't get Epsteined, is the thing. Epstein's sitting on the beach in Tel Aviv. Epstein got extracted, I think.
Yeah. Outlining evidence of his self-harm and suicidal thoughts, she said, the overall impression is of a depressed and sometimes despairing man, fearful for his future.
Well, how could that be? Isn't that a strange thing?
Yeah, like, what tipped you off, Einstein? What was your first clue?
So you're saying he's rational.
She went on to say that I am satisfied that the procedures described by the U.S. will not prevent Mr. Assange from finding a way to commit suicide, and for this reason, I have decided extradition would be oppressive by reason of mental harm, and I order his discharge. Okay.
Oh, so she ordered his discharge.
Yep.
So why is he having to bail out if she's ordered his discharge?
I don't know. I mean, I could take that out of context and say all sorts of gross things.
I mean, maybe she's doing medical tests.
Oh, maybe.
What do you mean by that? Medical tests on what?
Well, maybe there's some discharge that needs to be tested. Maybe he caught something from Pamela Anderson.
is she getting a side of fries with that order of discharge?
Too far. I think you mixed your metaphors.
Oh, I'm sure I have. Have you met me?
Are they freedom fries?
Mr. Assange, who wore a blue suit and a green face mask in the dock, I don't know what that has to do with this story, closed his eyes as the judge read out her ruling on Monday. His fiancée, Stella Morris, with whom he has two young sons, wept.
How do you do that?
When did that happen?
Wait.
He went from Pamela Anderson to this lawyer, Stella, and had two kids?
He got her... Did he get her knocked up, like, twice in like, the lawyering room?
I mean, it doesn't say how young the sons are.
That's true, but it does say young.
He was locked up for, like, 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. She could have represented him, like, way back when.
A little bit of conjugal visitation going on?
It's possible.
Well, that's where Pamela Anderson was visiting him.
That's true.
So he probably had his fiance visit him as well.
Yeah, I heard they conjugated.
Anyway, Stella said that, Stella apparently wept and was comforted by WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Rafsnin.
Hands to yourself, Christian. He's in jail.
It's a girl, Kristen.
Oh.
Speaking outside the court after the ruling, she called on the U.S. president to, quote, end this now. Mr. President, tear down these prison walls, she said. Let our little boys have their father. Free Julian, free the press, and free us all.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, Trump wouldn't do that because he thought it was the right thing. But if he thought it would irritate somebody he didn't like, he might. I can see him doing that to troll somebody.
Well, yeah. It says in English law, this would be enough, or it would be enough for him to be charged with a crime. And so the route was open for Mr. Assange to face trial for the same in the United States. So that they're just saying that Britain and the United States sort of see eye to eye on whether or not what the U.S. is accusing of him is a crime. But British extradition law also requires the judge to consider Mr. Assange's health. And it's the effect of his possible detention in near solitary confinement in a supermax prison that proved decisive. The U.S. and the judge's conclusion can't stop a mentally unwell man taking his own life in those conditions.
They're basically saying our prisons are better than yours. She made a reference to, I think it was HMS Belmarsh, which was where
Well, he was saying when he went in, so yeah. Maybe she's saying our prisons drive him crazy.
No, she's saying that she believes that Belmarsh was able to keep him from killing himself, but the U.S. cannot keep him from killing himself, so therefore U.S. prisons are not as good.
Because making you suffer longer is a great kindness.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, this isn't really a great ruling, sarcastic. But it's the best ruling that we could have hoped for at the moment.
At the moment, yeah. When the U.S. does appeal, it'll have to convince more senior judges otherwise, and by otherwise they mean that the U.S. prisons don't suck and they would be able to prevent him from committing suicide. We kind of covered what Julian Assange might face, but this says a possible penalty of up to 175 years in jail.
Wow. Okay, so not death,
right?
But death.
He faces an 18-count indictment accusing him of conspiring to hack into the U.S. military databases, acquiring sensitive secret information relating to Afghanistan and Iraq wars, which was then published on the WikiLeaks website.
Information, interestingly enough, about war crimes committed by U.S. officials. So if a normal person was doing this, that would be, what, intimidating a witness, tampering with evidence.
Are you sure you haven't read this article? Because the very next sentence says, he says the information exposed abuses by the U.S. military.
But he didn't hack
true.
It.
That's true.
He just agreed to help Chelsea Manning get into it.
Do we know that he actually assisted in the hacking?
I thought that he turned over some hash to somebody and got them to break a password or something.
I thought he was only responsible for the publishing of the information.
No, he was helping get into the files.
I see. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch an itch, and I started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 4 million Americans have already received their first dose of coronavirus vaccine, but that's short of the 20 million that the government had hoped to have inoculated by the end of 2020. The chief advisor to Operation Warp Speed says the federal government is ready to help states distribute vaccines, but they can't direct each state's vaccination program. Dr. Manceslawi tells CNN that he's confident that the number of shots given will continue to rise now that the holidays are over.
We are available and ready to help the states as they ask specifically for help. We will go and help them there. I don't think it's possible for the federal government to be able to say, you know, we should send vaccine to this particular location. So that's the point we're making. I think that's number one. Number two, the last 3 days, there have been 500,000 doses a day inoculated. The holiday period is behind us. I am optimistic this number are going to go up.
This is USA Radio News. Federal authorities are looking to stem the tide of thefts targeting New Mexico postal workers. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a Stand Your Ground provision into law, making Ohio the 36th state with a measure that doesn't require someone to retreat before acting with lethal force in self-defense. In a statement, DeWine said he signed the bill to clear up an ambiguity in Ohio's self-defense law. Supporters of the measure have praised the signing, saying Ohio's laws now favor the victim instead of the criminal. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Time into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's...
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information.
As a data processing professional, I can tell you there's no way to organize information neatly in a cornucopia.
That's a good point. If you are knowledgeable of crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. Okay, so moving or segueing from the Julian Assange thing, let's just say...
We're going to take little scooters away from it?
That's right. All three of us, we're getting on those two little things.
And ride them
yeah, from England to the next issue.
Okay, groovy.
Here we go.
That's
going to
be an interesting segue. We should have a little video of that we play when we go from issue to issue of us riding around on Segways.
And we could do the Beatles album cover where we're crossing Abbey Road.
We could do that, but then we'd have to go to England and they might arrest us and throw us in Belmarsh prison.
Maybe we get Assange to join us on a segue. That'd be fun.
I'm sure he would be delighted to. It's his captors who might have a problem.
Well, so let's assume for a moment that Mr. Assange is granted bail.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in England. So
that is where he is.
He gets out of this prison, and what happens? He walks right into another prison because, this from NBC News, faced with mounting cases, England announces new nationwide lockdown.
Yes, they have.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, I call him Boring Johnson, but whatever, Boring Johnson said trips outside will be allowed only for essential shopping, exercise, COVID-19, medical help, escaping domestic abuse.
Only COVID-19 medical health. If you're dying of cancer, you got to stay in the house and die.
and work for those who can't work from home, apparently. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday these lockdowns are going to go ahead and go forth, including the most stringent level of restrictions since the start of the pandemic.
Wow.
In order to slow down the spiral in new cases of COVID-19 on the same day the UK started the rollout of AstraZeneca's vaccine.
But almost one out of every 200 people who gets the disease dies.
I don't get why the UK is getting the AstraZeneca and like the US is getting the Pfizer.
AstraZeneca is a European company.
Okay, but like, I mean,
well, they've got the, they pay the politicians off.
Yeah. Each drug company is expected to pay off their own politicians.
Their own politicians. Okay. It's a territory thing.
Yeah, it's territorial because that's how it works. Is each drug gang has a bunch of soldiers that guard their turf.
Right.
Against other gangs from other places. You have to pay off your gang.
You know, because I'm all about choice. You're most of us, you know, who have the freedom mindset anyway, welcome more choice. So it occurs to me that there might be somebody who's very vaccine-y that wants the vaccine, right? You know, that wants to get it, wants to take
somebody it. Somebody out there wants to collect the whole set.
Right. Exactly, yeah. They want to get the little glass with the AstraZeneca, you know, logo on it, or the one with the Pfizer logo.
If he sends me his address, if you're listening, if you're that guy, send me your address. I'll send you mine.
But it occurs to me that somebody in the Pfizer territory might want the AstraZeneca vaccine. Mm. And somebody in the AstraZeneca territory might want the Pfizer vaccine for whatever reason. Tough. Yeah. All right, well. The measures are similar to the lockdown imposed last March and include asking the public to stay home and leave.
Asking,
yeah.
Yeah.
That should be in quotes.
The news always uses that term. When it's talking about government mandates, right. It uses the term asking.
Which is funny because, you know, if a normal person pulls out a gun and says, I'll kill you if you don't do what you're told, they call it like kidnapping mm-hmm. or something.
Well, it reminds me of the bouncers in the bars, right? Like if you start causing a ruckus and, you know, you're being a drunken ass, the bouncers will come up to you and be like, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to.
Well, they say they're going to have to. Gonna have to is one of my favorite phrases.
Gonna have to. Like, we're not asking you to leave now, but eventually we're required to. It's in our contract.
trips outside will be allowed for only essential shopping, exercise, COVID-19 testing, medical help, escaping domestic abuse, and work for those who can't work from home.
Well, they're all being domestically abused if they're being locked up in their houses without committing a crime.
Yep. Amen to that. If you tuned into our episode last night, we covered the 15 indicators that you are in an abusive relationship with your government.
And how many of them did this government pass?
Oh, I mean, I think 15. All 15 apply to just government,
yeah.
Just as a deal of existence, right?
If it's not an abusive relationship, it's not a government, because mm-hmm. by definition, I think, yeah. a government takes its money by force.
Right. A government that exists equals an abusive relationship. This goes on to say primary, secondary schools and colleges will also have to switch to remote learning starting Tuesday. That's tomorrow. People who don't live together are not allowed to mix, but support and childcare bubbles are still allowed.
I'm so sick of the bubbles.
bubbles. They're bubbles. God. I haven't even heard about the bubbles.
Well, that's because we're in New Hampshire, and we haven't really gotten a lot of this bubble propaganda from the government gang here.
Bubbleganda?
Yeah, it's going on in a lot of places, and it's all about restricting the number of people that you can associate with legally. In fact, there was a story.
Are you allowed to get some bubble butt?
I doubt it.
Not unless they're in your personal sphere. Do you remember some time ago, Singular Wireless had this thing where, like, you could have people in your circle?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? That's the same thing as what they're describing of these bubbles, nobody.
There's
well,
video.
What if you don't have a circle?
Well, then your bubble's really small.
I don't have a circle.
Sorry. You don't get to hang out with anybody.
I'm bubble free.
And many of these are very, very restrictive. Some places have put these in place for folks, and only their so-called bubble includes just their household. That's it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the end of it. There's a story from.
And nobody's shooting politicians over this.
You are.
I don't think violence is the answer, but Disclosed.tv had a video here.
Well, I didn't say it was the answer. It just seems surprising that they're not.
Disclosed.tv had video of Canadian police storming a gathering of six people after a neighbor ratted them out. There's video of this happening.
Wait, wait. How many equals a storm? So there were six people who gathered. If they stormed the gathering, did they storm this gathering with more than six people?
I can't tell you how many.
It looked like
how many cops.
You couldn't really tell because most of them didn't make it into the residence.
Right,
but it looked like there was a confluence of swine
four
outside that residence.
Yeah, I can see it. Looks like at least four cops outside trying to pull a man out the door.
And where was this?
This is in Canada, where they have these very strict bubbles that they are forcing people to obey.
I mean, the first time I remember hearing about anything resembling a bubble was back in the mid to late 80s, maybe early 90s, where people started talking about their personal space bubble.
Right? Sure.
Like, I don't know. I've been around a guy. I actually had a conversation with a guy. He was in one of my bands, and he would violate your personal space bubble all the time. Turns out he just had bad eyes, and so he couldn't, like, really tell how close he was to a guy. And so when I talked to him, he's like, oh, sorry, dude. I got bad eyes or whatever. And he actually went and had, like, the surgery, and then it got better.
Oh, that's good. So he wasn't just using that as an excuse to cop a
deal? I didn't know. Well, no, I mean, he would get, like, really close to your face and, like, spit on you as he's talking all that kind of stuff. And people were like, what's up with that guy? So... 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live on the way.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
That is the phone number for this radio program, Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Something funny, Ian?
No. Well, yes. I was just watching a video of a man.
I thought I detected a giggle.
Yeah, you did. I watched a video of a man being arrested for hugging, which is not funny. But that actually did happen in the UK, which is what we've been talking about here, discussing Julian Assange being maybe being released here pretty soon.
They've completely reversed themselves on the whole hugs not drugs thing. It's like they're legalizing drugs and outlawing hugs.
Yes, they are, apparently.
Well, I want to hear more about this guy getting arrested for being hugged, but you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up
schedule.
One of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian over here says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think that you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to the traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. So somebody needed a hug and the guy got arrested?
Multiple people were receiving hugs. It appeared to be happening at Speaker's Corner in London, where a man...
Was this like a Biden thing where he was like hugging little kids who didn't want to be hugged?
Nope, not at all.
I thought Biden sniffed kids.
He sniffs them, he hugs them, touches them, grabs their boobies.
He does
for their lack of boobies?
No, this was these were adults who were consenting to being hugged. The man was a serial hugger. He did give multiple hugs out to consenting parties, and then police swooped in and put him under arrest.
We'll have none of that!
Yep, they said, you're not, sir, you're not. These are not people you know. They're not in your bubble.
They're in this bubble now.
Uh-huh.
Your bubble's been bursted.
Yeah. So I don't know what the charges are.
They burst his bubble.
I presume it's the equivalent of, you know, breaking governor's orders, whatever they would charge you with here in the U.S., but that's what's happened.
You violated the king. The king said no, and you went ahead and did the thing that the king said no. Now you will go into the cage.
It's bad. Very bad.
Wow.
Okay. That's happening. It really happened.
Yeah. We live in a... I mean, the world is really bizarre. In some ways, I feel like when I moved to New Hampshire, I passed through, you know, into a different dimension. You know, the world was a certain way, and then shortly after I got here, here comes the COVID, and all of a sudden we're in this dystopian medical hellscape nightmare. But going on with this article from NBC News, talking about the new and improved lockdown being imposed on the entirety of England. That's right. National lockdown extreme. Because, you know...
This is what happens when you don't have any guns and you can't fight back.
Well, and even the police in England don't carry guns, so they...
Oh, they do
like,
now.
Oh, do they?
Yes. It actually, it's really interesting, but after they outlawed guns there for the citizens... Crime started getting worse and worse and worse,
well, go
and
figure.
The cops had to start carrying.
I thought they were running around yelling, halt, or I'll yell, halt again.
Well, they did, but back in the day, they would actually, if they had to make an arrest of somebody who was dangerous, they had to gather up like a little posse of armed Brits, and, you know, of course, they couldn't find any.
Yeah. Well, speaking in a late-night televised address, Boris Johnson, that's Boris Johnson for the rest of you, warned that the weeks ahead will be the hardest yet. But he believes the country is entering the last phase of the struggle,
sure.
As they said every 2 weeks since March.
Does that mean they're going to stop resisting and just die?
Right. Yeah, or they just start killing people. Yep, it's over now.
Yep.
We've shot everybody.
Well, I mean, that's the end game. I don't see how this is going to end in anything but a massacre.
I feel your frustration. He goes on to say, I know how tough this is, and I know how frustrated you are, but now,
more than ever, we must pull together. Subject to any of this stuff.
Yeah. But now more than ever, he says we must pull together.
Yeah. Oh, well, why don't we lock you up for a while and see how you feel about pulling together after that?
I'm all for that. I'd like to see any of these politicians be deemed non-essential, because that is exactly what they are.
Hoist with their own petard, as it were.
Johnson,
to be British.
Indeed. Boring Johnson said, people should follow the new rules, which will become law in the early hours of Wednesday morning, starting immediately. That makes no sense. So they're going to institute this thing on Tuesday. The new rules are going to become law in the early hours of Wednesday, but yet it starts immediately.
It's government. I mean, is it supposed to make sense?
No, it isn't. The measures announced apply only to England, where Johnson sets policy, with Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales, the other three countries in the UK, setting their own rules.
Yeah. I mean, they can't make it make sense, is the thing. Because if they did that, then people would know that they were having their lives taken from them, and they would have only one rational reaction, which is to fight for their lives.
Yeah. Early on Monday, Scotland announced a full legally enforced lockdown with people ordered to stay at home for January, except for essential purposes. It's no exaggeration to say that I am more concerned about the situation that we face now than I have been at any time since March, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said.
Me too. What a coincidence.
So what you're saying is none of your government mandates, lockdowns, or any of that actually had any kind of effect to the point where they're now having to do...
We must lock down harder!
It had an effect. They didn't get second waves in places where they didn't do lockdowns.
All right.
Yeah, nothing the governments have done has had any effect.
No,
that they
none of it has had any positive effect.
Thank you.
It's all had effects.
You are correct.
They're not ineffective. They're just evil.
It's the same thing as when you're going to public schools and they tell you that the government's there to protect you and the government is there to help you. And then it turns out, nope, none of those things are true. And so when it comes to these lockdowns...
Isn't it funny that it turns out that all those teachers worked for the government?
And now as far as these lockdowns and masks and all this stuff are concerned, they go, oh, this is to help you, and this is to stop the spread, and this is to contain the spread of cases, and none of it has had any positive effect.
Well, they just need to do it twice as hard.
So now we must lock down harder. Lockdown 3, lockdown hardest, even more hard than we locked down before. Extreme lockdown.
We did lockdowns before and more people died, but this time we're going to lock down even harder and it will somehow have the opposite effect.
In 3D.
Son of lockdown.
In stereo, where available.
Oh, what do they call it when all the old people who were in the original lockdowns get like a resurgence at the end of their career? You know what I mean? Like they had the movie with like Stallone and Van Damme and, you know, the something that was called something.
Oh, it was like the Furious Five.
Yeah. No, it was the Expendables is what it was. So they'll have the Expendable lockdown and they'll get all the old people like, I remember when the first lockdown kicked in and we were still able to go to the drive-thru.
Well, the thing is, I mean, if you're not a member of the club, you're expendable already.
That's true.
By the way, it's also getting worse in other places, including San Francisco.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Tell us more.
Just when you thought San Francisco couldn't get worse.
Oh, yeah. Their so-called stay-at-home order, which was supposed to be lifted as of January 7th, has now been extended indefinitely.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again?
The stay-at-home order was supposed to expire this week on Thursday. It is now extended indefinitely. Now there is no date of expiration for the so-called stay-at-home order.
I said this when these lockdowns first frickin' started, that it wasn't going to end.
Mm-hmm.
I said they're just going to keep... We saw it before with the TSA and the Non-Patriotic Act, also known as the Patriot Act, where at first it was, well, we're going to have this thing for a couple of weeks. Then it was a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was, okay, we're going to extend it for 6 months. No, we're going to extend it for another year. And then suddenly and finally they just said, no, we're going to just have this thing in perpetuity.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, and when they're done with this, they want to do it again for global warming.
Yeah, no, we talked about that last week. I think I brought that one up where they've introduced the idea that somehow lockdowns and masking can assist with global warming. I don't know.
I think that maybe what's needed, maybe the sun's burning too hot, and we need to make some sacrifices. Maybe we should throw some politicians into volcanoes.
Ooh.
See if that helps.
I mean, if we could build a catapult to launch them into the sun.
That would be good.
I could, you know, maybe get on board with a little GoFundMe for that particular adventure. 603-283-6160. Hour number 2, coming soon.
Are you about to meet the media? If you're about to be interviewed, do their homework for them. Know this about the person who will interview you. He or she is busy, so expect minimal, if any, preparation. He or she doesn't know as much about your topic as you do. He or she isn't as concerned as you are about getting your message out, so you need to take responsibility. Provide a biography and fact sheet, photographs, or other materials that tell your story. Reporters won't be put off if you supply frequently asked questions. Remember, Public Speaking 101, at the end of the speech, what's the one thing you want them to remember? You can download the document I supply to reporters who interview me and squirm through a video that demonstrates how not to conduct your media interview at www.survivalspeech.com. I'm Holland.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.